February 21. How much does God love us? I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. John 17:23. It seems almost too good to believe that the Father can and does love any member of the human family as he loves his Son. But we have the assurance that he does, and this assurance should bring joy to every heart, awakening the highest reverence and calling forth unspeakable gratitude. God's love is not uncertain and unreal, but a living reality. The Creator of all worlds proposes to love those who believe in his only begotten Son as their personal Savior, even as he loves his Son. Even here and now, his gracious favor is bestowed upon us to this marvelous extent. Much as he has promised us for the life to come, he also bestows princely gifts upon us in this life. And as subjects of his grace, he would have us enjoy everything that will ennoble, expand, and elevate our characters. It is his design to fit us for the heavenly courts above. Those who live in close fellowship with Christ will be promoted by him to positions of trust. The servant who does the best he can for his master is admitted to familiar intercourse with one whose commands he loves to obey. In the faithful discharge of duty, we may become one with Christ, for those who are obeying God's commands can speak to him freely. The one who talks most familiarly with his divine leader has the most exalted conception of his greatness and is the most obedient to his commands. In the life of man, things sacred and secular are to be done, some in business lines, some in the ministry of the word, and some in various trades. But when a man gives himself to Christ and loves God with a whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, he serves with a devotion that takes his whole being. He recognizes the ownership of his powers and the ownership of himself. This consecration invests his whole life with a sacredness which makes him gentle, kind, and courteous. His every act is a consecrated act. He is under Christ, being trained for the higher grade above.